regulators throughout the state and the country let coal ash ponds discharge a small portion of their ashy water into public rivers and lakes. The idea is that the polluted water containing arsenic and other toxic heavy metals gets so diluted it doesn't harm the larger water body. When a Duke Energy ash pond failed at the Dan River, so did that idea.
What we had was a catastrophic event that put a great deal of ash pond material and water into this river in an amount never anticipated.
State environmental spokeswoman Susan Massengale says the state informed Duke on Monday it will revise the company's permit for the Dan River ash pond.
The goal of that modification is to eliminate the possibility of any more material getting into that river.
She says the agency isn't sure if it will require Duke to remove the ash from the banks of the Dan, as environmental groups have called for, or to seal it up on site. Duke has said for more than a year it intends to seal all of the ash ponds at its retired coal plants, including the Dan. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.